Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm excited about having, if you looked at their pictures, you'd think it was a sister act. But when you know them, and as you will get to know them again, as we've had them on the show before, you know that that Barbara Pagano is actually the mother of Elizabeth Pagano, but they're partners in business, and they're experts in the area of human resources. They've written a book called The Transparency Edge: How Credibility Can Make or Break You in Business, and they're here today to talk to us about an interesting new approach to human resources, and one that we haven't talked about before. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for telling everybody that I could have been the sister, but I'm the mom.
I'm telling you, when you look at the pictures, I can't tell. Elizabeth, how you doing?
I'm great, and I'm always told that she looks like my sister, and it's really a compliment to her, but not me.
It's a compliment to her, but see, you look like you're about 23, and she looks like she's about 26. So that's not too bad. Congratulations, and welcome back, ladies. It's good to have you back, and I'm excited about this new idea that you've got. I'm gonna test you on it a little bit because it sounds like an interesting topic, but I wonder how it's going to work in reality, and I'm going to get you to tell us about that because it actually is. Elizabeth, why don't you tell us what you guys are working on?
Well, we've started a consulting firm and a research firm that's focused exclusively on sabbatical programs for companies. This is taking the age-old concept of a sabbatical, which has been very successful in the academic world, and applying it now to businesses. This is not a new concept, Jim. It's been done in businesses since the 70s, starting with McDonald's.
Tell the audience, Barbara, in case anybody might not be sure. I know everybody's heard of a sabbatical. Some people might not actually know what the definition is. Tell us what that is.
We actually call it a business sabbatical because we wanted to make it very clear, Jim, that this is a time away from your work that is very focused. It can be paid or unpaid, but it is an opportunity for you to do something that's very important to you, either professionally or personally. So it's not a vacation where you're just kind of off and it's unstructured. This is a very well thought out time that you take away from your job or your business, and then you come back and re-enter the work world as you knew it.
See, I think this is a great idea. When can I have one of these?
Actually,
in fact, my employees probably would like it if I went on sabbatical.
Actually, the statistics point out, Jim, that in small businesses, we have 10% of small businesses offering unpaid sabbaticals and 3% offering paid sabbaticals.
Okay, so a sabbatical, folks, is literally where you leave work, you go somewhere, you travel somewhere to live and to work and or study, and you basically immerse yourself in that new activity, disconnecting yourself basically from the job that you left. Is that a fair way to say it?
Fair way to say it. You have to know there are about 7 different kinds of sabbaticals: a volunteer sabbatical, it could be a travel sabbatical, it could be one where you're in an executive entrepreneurial course in Switzerland. So there are all different kinds of sabbaticals.
Right. So Elizabeth, how would someone structure a sabbatical for an employee?
Well, it depends on what the business is trying to achieve, and that's what we're doing, is helping businesses design sabbatical programs for their employees. For example, you might have a program that is unrestricted, meaning someone can go and do what it is their heart's desire. Other programs are are centered around a specific goal that they're trying to achieve. For example, an innovation sabbatical. And so that means that if, particularly if your business is driven largely by innovation, then you can send someone off to do research, and they are charged with coming back to the business mm-hmm. with new ideas that they share with their coworkers and instill throughout the business.
And so if I felt that I had I had some people who could use some leadership training, maybe I'd send them on a leadership sabbatical.
Absolutely. And they can also be structured in terms of pay. As Mom has mentioned, they can be paid or unpaid. They can also be partially paid, and they can be self-funded.
Right. Now, Barbara, how does this – let's talk about some of the potential advantages and disadvantages of something like this. I mean, everything has the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's talk about the positives first. What would be a reason? What would be the classic benefit for something like this for a company?
I think it's keeping your talent. If you have talent in your organization and your talent is the younger worker or the older worker, if you will do some research, one of the things that's very important to them after that pay is they want flexible time. So mm-hmm. you're keeping the talent in your organization. You are also attracting talent. You put a sabbatical on your list of opportunities for that talent out there that you want, especially
right.
that young talent. That's really important to them. They want a killer lifestyle, and they're going to work really hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
But after 4 years, if you say you have a month off, That's really important to them. So I would say keeping your talent, attracting your talent, two of the best benefits of a sabbatical program.
Elizabeth, what's the shortest term that I could send somebody on a trip like this, on a something like this, and still be called a sabbatical?
There are companies that have 3 week sabbaticals. We would probably argue that 4 weeks is about the shortest time. But
so one week isn't a sabbatical. That's a course, right?
That's a vacation.
Well, not if they're working, but I mean it's
right.
But one week is just going away for a course. It's not a true. It's got to be at least 3 to 4 weeks to be a sabbatical, right?
Exactly. There needs to be a period of time where you can truly disconnect,
right.
And there is the benefit of coming back with a renewed perspective and recharged if you will take at least three
right.
weeks to disconnect.
Right. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Barbara and Elizabeth. I'm going to ask them what they mean. How far does this disconnect thing go? See, I know all about small businesses and how they need their folks, and disconnecting for 4 weeks, that can get tough sometimes. We're going to find out more about this right after these messages. Their book, by the way, is called The Transparency Edge. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us and hanging out on my websites. We like it when you do that, and I think you do too, because you're using the heck out of it, out of both of them, the smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. We thank you for that. And, of course, as you know, no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out, use our stuff. Barbara Pagano and her daughter, Elizabeth Pagano, are our guests. They're a mother-daughter team, very successful, very effective, and bringing us cutting-edge ideas on how to make sure we gain and maintain and retain our employees. Folks, this is a very important topic because it's just one more idea for how you and I can keep good people, and it's the kind of visionary thinking that I think you and I are going to have. I mean, we're talking about sabbaticals with these ladies, and, you know, I don't know if a sabbatical's for you or not. It may be not now, but maybe in a year or two or five or whatever. But the point is if nothing else, you should begin to realize, if you haven't already from listening to this show, that you're going to have to be creative if you want to attract the really good people and keep them. And Barbara and Elizabeth, that's what we're talking about with them. By the way, Barbara, why don't you give us your website, please?
yoursabbatical.com. You can find lists of companies who have sabbaticals. You can find everything that you need to know about how to do it, and some very exciting stories about people who have taken a sabbatical and what they gained from coming back.
Yoursabbatical.com, and sabbatical has two B's, by the way. Okay, Elizabeth, we talked about the good. The good part about a sabbatical is somebody, your employees get to disconnect from the company, and I'm going to ask you about that in a second, and they go away. Hopefully, they don't. You don't just send them to a beach somewhere. You've got a program for them, some kind of a leadership training program, something for them to learn that is generic in form, meaning it doesn't connect to their business in a direct way, right? But it just sort of gives them some background, some education, some training. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. It would depend on what the business wanted to achieve through these sabbaticals.
Yeah. And how unplugged is the person?
That varies as well. There are some companies that have very strict rules of disengagement, and so that means they will take away your BlackBerry and take away your email access and tell you not
wow.
to call.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's making me break out into a cold sweat here, Barbara. So what about... Here's the thing that somebody out there right now is thinking, very appropriately, Barbara, how do we get them back on the farm after they've been to Paris?
You know, when Elizabeth and I started researching this 2 years ago, I think that we had the same thoughts, get them away and they'll never come back. Actually, Jim, that is a very rare instance. We have great stories to tell about people, and we've worked with those people who are just approaching, kind of had it, and they think getting away is going to give them an opportunity to look and see where the grass is greener. Actually, when they get away, they look back and say, I have a new perspective. I'm really where I need to be. Let me go back and make the most of it. So it's really exciting to be able to tell you that leaving is rare.
Mm-hmm. What about reintegrating, rejoining the group now that you've got you got all these new ideas and you're coming back into a group? How do you reassimilate somebody back into the group with the people who haven't had all this enlightenment, and they're the ones who've been trudging it out day after day while you've been gone? How does that work?
Well, what happens is that while that individual is gone, those people back on the home base are busy covering the work. And so another benefit that we really haven't talked about is that this makes more companies more agile, because
mm-hmm.
the talent back at home are busy trying to learn how to do that other individual's job, and there typically is a very planned work coverage process.
Right.
But that's a big advantage that's seen for especially small businesses, because that is something that small businesses need to be, is agile.
How small a company are you seeing this happen at? How many employees typically are you seeing something like this happen?
We've got one company on our list that's NRG. It's an insurance firm in Seattle. They have 12 employees. They get
wow.
a sabbatical every 4 weeks. It's paid after 5 years of service.
Hmm.
We also wow. are working with AppRiver, which is a technology company
right.
on the Gulf Coast. They have 90 employees, and we have 4 of them in the next 4 months leaving for 1 month of paid sabbatical.
And what will those employees be doing? Give us an example of what they might be doing.
I'll give you an example that you can see the direct benefit. One is going to the Center for Creative Leadership for some leadership training, but we
mm-hmm.
have another person who is going to Germany with his family and immersing himself in the language.
Wow.
We have another person who is building his offshore fishing skills by hiring local captains and going out fishing.
So who's paying? Are the employees being paid to be gone in these cases?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's paying for the training and the trip while they're gone? Who's paying for their expenses?
AppRiver is paying for the training at the Center for Creative Leadership. They are
right.
not paying for the travel bonuses. Now,
right.
There are companies that do that. There are some companies that, in addition to offering the time off, they'll offer a paid bonus.
Barbara Pagano, Elizabeth Pagano. The book is called The Transparency Edge, but the new thing they're excited about is www.yoursabbatical.com. Barbara, Elizabeth, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you keep us posted on how this is going?
You bet.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Elizabeth. quick break. Stay with us. I'll be right back with Stephen Baum. We're going to talk about leadership right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.